Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. The U.S. Federal Reserve recently released a report on the contraction of wealth in the United States. The report is dryly titled, Changes in U.S. Family Finances from 2007 to 2010, Evidence from the Survey of Consumer Finances. This report is proof, as if more was needed, of the huge negative impact on the American people that the great economic funk has produced. Here is what's most disturbing. Families' median net worth in 2007 was $126,400. In 2010, it was $77,300, a 39% drop in 3 years. The result? Almost 20 years of wealth disappeared in just 36 months. The contraction of wealth was caused by many factors, but the collapse of the housing market played a key role. This is a huge story. Last time I checked, a piece in the New York Times on it had 698 reader comments, while an article in the Washington Post had more than 5,000 comments. Americans want answers. They want to know who or what to blame for this. It's past time for the implicit to become explicit. The federal government has treated the most important asset of the middle class, their housing, differently than the most important asset of the wealthy, which are their financial assets. Here's how economist Robert Shapiro put it recently. These are his words. Financial assets by 2010 had recovered half of their losses. Today, they have recovered virtually all of their losses. We spent $1.2 trillion directly stabilizing the financial markets and another $2 trillion indirectly through the Fed stabilizing those markets. It worked. And the people whose incomes, whose net worth and incomes depend on financial assets, which is people in the top 10% and particularly the top couple percent, they're back. We spent virtually nothing to stabilize the housing market. Those values continue to go down. And so we have increased inequality significantly through this event. Now, the United States needs to directly debate the implicit assumptions behind choosing to bail out the financial sector while largely ignoring the housing sector. We need to talk more openly about fairness, equality, and responsibility, and not just economic freedom. Thanks for listening. You can hear Room 33 while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Find a link for it on my homepage. And when you download Stitcher to hear Room 33, you'll have a chance to win some money. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter ROOM, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. Don't forget to enter promo code ROOM when you register. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.